This is a story that fellow priest Jim Reiniger tells, and I thought it was appropriate for this day. He tells about his grandparents. He talks about them often and the kind of impact they made in his life. They had six kids, and they were not well-to-do, lived in a rough section of Philadelphia. You thought every section of Philadelphia was rough, didn't you? Yeah, me too. But his grandparents were hard workers, and at long last they came to a point where they could retire, and they did exactly what they wanted to do, and that is each of them wanted to do. So in the living room suddenly appears this big, is it Barca Lounge? Is that the right word? Barca, does anybody know what that is? It's a big lounge chair that, you know, you can lean back in. So that suddenly appears in the living room. So where? Right in front of the TV, so the grandfather can yell at the Philadelphia Phillies. And maybe they will hear him. And his grandmother becomes, in the whole town, the grandmother becomes the queen of bingo. She loves bingo so much that every night there's a bingo match. Is it a match? What is it? Bingo game. Every night there's a bingo game. She is there. On Monday nights, it's the Methodists. They have a bingo. Bingo Queen is there. On Tuesday night, it's the Volunteer Fire Department, and the Bingo Queen is there. Wednesday night, it's the synagogue, and the Bingo Queen is there. And so everybody knows her, and everybody loves her, and she loves everybody, too. She's one of these wonderful souls that just, you know, suddenly appear in your midst, and you know that you've been graced by God because there's a person that carries so much happiness and joy in her. But one day, everything changed. A single day, it all changed when her husband, Jim's father, suffered a stroke, a series of strokes on one side, and he lost the ability to speak or to swallow or to move his dominant arm. The doctors told his grandmother that she should try and find a good nursing home for him. And she said, I raised six kids. You don't think I know how to do this? And she took him home. Whether that was wise or not, I'll let you decide. But she took him home and cared for him, and there was no more bingo. He goes on with the story. He's going to seminary not far from where his grandparents live. And so he's driving by the grandparents' house and says, you know, I think I'll stop in and just say hi, which he does. He stops in and he opens the squeaky door, storm door, and instantly he senses something is wrong. He doesn't quite know yet. His eyes are still, the sun is very bright. He steps inside and he sees this green, what he and his cousins all call green goop, was all over the place. What the green goop was his feeding tube and the nutrition that went through that feeding tube into his stomach. And somehow it had come loose and it was just a mess. And the grandfather was waving the one good arm out of frustration, and the grandmother was crying and trying to clean it up, and she was so embarrassed for his sake because it just one more threat, assault on his dignity. And Jim says, I am a 19-year-old male. My first response is, get out of here. And so his grandmother didn't even know he had come in. So he turned and went to go out the door, and that door creaked. And the grandmother, who had never raised her voice in her life to her grandson, shouted him, don't you dare. Don't you dare leave. Because sometimes love looks like this. Don't you dare leave, because this is what love is. This is what love does. Now, I love it when lovely things look lovely. Sometimes love looks like a parent holding a newborn baby. Those of you who experienced that, if you've even seen it, you see the parents looking at this miracle right in front of them. There's love in that look. Sometimes love looks like a new, a, new, a, bride and groom. And I have to say, if I can speak, she's already known this, but when Christine and I got married, it was so powerful that we had it videotaped, because we're good 21st century people. We had our wedding videotaped, and every so often, sometimes quite often, I will go to the computer and look up our wedding and just watch it once again. And there is a moment, just a moment, when I see in Christine's face this deep, deep commitment that this step that she's taking is so important. And it moved me powerfully then, and it continues to move me as I look at it even years later. Sometimes love looks like an elderly couple walking hand in hand, not to hold themselves up, but because they just love each other. Sometimes love looks like grandparents beaming at their grandchild in the Christmas pageant. I love it when love looks lovely. But you and I both know that love doesn't always look lovely. That newborn baby may end up being terribly colicky. When my niece was born, for 2 years, they had to get up, my sister and brother-in-law had to get up, put the baby in the car, and drive for 2-3 hours before she would settle down and they could go back and go to sleep. Sometimes love is not so lovely. Sometimes that same little child grows up and becomes a teenager. And love is sitting on the sofa, terrified. You had given her a 10 o'clock curfew and it's now 11:30, and you're just so scared, wondering if she's okay. Sometimes love looks like waiting. Sometimes love looks like sandwiches, like making sandwiches, just because it has to be done. The kids have got to get to school. The sandwiches have, they don't make themselves. Sometimes love is making sandwiches and having the children watch and learn unconsciously the acts of love. Sometimes love looks like starting over, being willing to forgive yet again. Sometimes love looks like a 70-year-old woman cleaning up green goop from her husband's body. Who is it that taught you how to love? Who is it that taught you what love looks like in the various phases of our life? I challenge you, urge you, cajole you, this week, think about that question. Who was it that taught me what love is like? How do I know what love is like? Remember what season this is? This is called the season after. Are we going to have to go through confirmation again? Okay, Sunday after?
Epiphany.
Epiphany. Oh, wow. Very good. And what does epiphany mean?
Revelation.
What's that?
Revelation.
Revelation, revealing. The epiphany is the revelation of who God is as shown in Jesus Christ. The revelation of God, of Jesus Christ, who shows forth the divine nature of God. If you want to know what God is like, what is God like? You look at Jesus. That's what it means. That's the epiphany. Jesus shows forth who God is. Who is it that taught you what love is really like? Real love, authentic love, Christ-like love, love that is capable without a thought to sacrifice oneself for another. When God calls us to love, he calls us to a serious commitment, a serious vocation. We wake up each and every day and decide upon waking up, today I will love those around me. Today I will be the sign of justice for those around me. Today I will care for somebody. Today I will make a difference just because I love. And that is part of, that is the vocation of love. Being ready and able and willing to say, I will live love today. Ultimately, how do we know what love is? Ultimately, we look at Jesus Christ on the cross. That's what love looks like. Amen.